Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Researchers typically agree that humans and chimpanzees share a strong genetic link. However, a lawsuit filed this week is taking that connection a step further, arguing that chimpanzees should have the rights of a legal person. The Non-Human Rights Project has launched lawsuits on behalf of four chimpanzees. The chimps, Tommy, Kiko, Hercules, and Leo, are all privately owned and held in the state of New York. The activist group is seeking bodily liberty for the chimpanzees and asking that they be moved to a sanctuary. David Favors, an animal law expert and a professor at Michigan State University's College of Law. He joins us now to break down this unprecedented lawsuit. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
The Non-Human Rights Project is the group that's filing these suits. Tell us about the organization.
Organization is relatively new, and it's very narrow in its focus. It's not like a lot of the other animal groups you might have heard of, in that its sole purpose is to file these lawsuits that will raise the issue of the standing of animals in the legal system.
Now, the legal cause of action that the Non-Human Rights Project is citing is the common law writ of habeas corpus. We've all heard of that. Remind us what habeas corpus is.
Habeas corpus means that somebody is holding another individual without proper legal authority.
And the case that the Non-Human Rights Project is basing this on, there is a precedent in their view anyway, and this is a case that dates back to two slave days, the Somerset case. Tell us how that plays into this.
Well, the Somerset case was a case in England in which habeas corpus was used to free a slave that had come from the United States with its master, and the judicial system within England ultimately held, I think it was Lord Mansfield, held that he could not be a slave on British soil and therefore was a person and deserved the attention of the legal system.
So habeas corpus applies to humans, but this group's position is that it also should be applicable to animals.
Right. And the transition point in that is the word person, in that the word person in the legal system, legal person, is not necessarily synonymous with the word human being. And therefore, the flexibility of that word is available to the legal system to expand it to include chimpanzees.
And are there examples of things that have legal personhood?
Yes. Cities have legal personhood. Corporations have legal personhood. Ships have legal personhood.
How about that? It's an interesting use of the word. How much of
right.
this is semantic?
Well, if you're a lawyer, it's all understood, but the general public gets a little confused sometimes, yes.
All of the chimps involved in this case are in the state of New York. Why is that?
Because it's a state lawsuit, and they have found all of the privately owned chimps, I think, in the state of New York. So they're sort of doing a small class action for chimpanzees in New York. And they've chosen New York as the focal point because it needs to be a state law that is still under common law concepts. This is not a federal case at all. They made a choice of which one of the 50 states would be most congenial from a legal point of view to bring this case to re-examine what the word person means.
And chimpanzees occupy a unique place in the tree of life, I guess, if you will. Tell us about the unique qualities of chimpanzees that makes them the center of this case.
Well, there are cousins genetically that we are not descended from chimpanzees. We co-evolved from a prior species, but they are our cousins. And if I've had the opportunity to meet a chimpanzee that used sign language, and there was a conversation between us, she wanted to see my shoes. It was a typical four-year-old conversation the chimpanzee and I had. And I think that it goes to the issue of these chimpanzees have such mental capacities, awareness, language skills, that they deserve to have at least the recognition level that a child might get within the court system.
What do you think the chances are that the Non-Human Rights Project will prevail in this?
I think they have a shot at it. I think it is a legitimate. I think the judges will perceive this as a serious legal question, and therefore will treat it as such. Now, whether or not they ultimately resolve this one set of cases or not, I don't know, but they have a good chance at it, and it won't be the last one they file.
This is new legal territory, though. How groundbreaking
Absolutely.
Is this suit?
I think it is the first major legal suit I'm aware of in the world that will challenge the status of animals in the legal system.
David Favors, an animal law expert and professor at MSU's College of Law. Here we're talking about the lawsuit filed by the Non-Human Rights Project to try to enhance the rights of four chimpanzees in the state of New York. The short-term goal in this seems clear, remove the chimps from captivity, but is there a larger significance of giving animals legal personhood?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, and the filer of the lawsuit is well aware that this is a test case. They have a duality in what they're doing. They want to help those four chimpanzees, but they want to establish legal precedent, but then allow that door, once it's open, to be used in other circumstances.
Now, on their website, the Non-Human Project stated goal is to, and I'll quote, breach the legal wall that separates all humans from all non-human animals. If that's the case, why not file the suit on behalf of all animals? Why are they selecting chimpanzees?
You can't file a lawsuit on behalf of all animals. That's not a real legalistic approach. That's a sort of a PR idea. But you have to have a particular individual to file a lawsuit.
It's not a class action lawsuit?
No, that would bring other whole layers of complexity. He really has narrowed it down to a very specific focus for animals that are of almost equal level of intellectual capability.
Now, the Non-Human Project has stated they plan to file more lawsuits for many different types of animals beyond trying to win this immediate case. What else does the project gain by taking many different cases to court?
They're seeking to then, they're hoping to crack the door open, give chimpanzees status, and then to expand that to engage other animals that are also deserving of consideration.
Did you see this evolving in your capacity as someone involved in the law? Did you anticipate a lawsuit like this at some point?
Well, I did have personal knowledge. I've been 30 years a friend of Steve Wise, who's the chair of this. So I knew, 8 years ago, he created this organization and dedicated it towards this activity. So I've been aware of it for a long time, yes.
And did that make your encounter with the chimpanzee possible, your acquaintance with Mr. Wise?
No, that was a parallel activity I was doing, yes.
Okay. And when will this be decided? How long will this take to decide?
This could take, well, it depends on what the defendants do. If they gather the resources to fight this at a true battle of legal, it could take well over a year because it's going to go to the Supreme Court of the state. But if they decide they don't want to fight the battle for the principle, then it may be over in 6 months.
And what kind of resistance do you expect them to encounter here? What kind of case will be made against them?
Well, the case against them will be that chimpanzees are not persons and have not been persons and shouldn't be allowed to be persons.
But who will make that case?
Well, that's what we don't know. Will a major organization step forward and do the legal front work that needs to be done to make this a major conflict in the courts? Or will the defendant simply give up and surrender their chimpanzees? We don't know what's going to happen.
Really intriguing. David Favor, thank you very much. David's an animal law expert and professor at Michigan State University's College of Law. We've been talking about the lawsuit filed this week arguing that chimpanzees should have the rights of a legal person. Thank you, David.
Thank you.